Coming up on episode number 694, it's 10 songs in search of a common theme. Yes, it's another indie hodgepodge episode of Coverville. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment, but it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, August 3rd, I had to almost said July there. August 3rd, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Indie Hodgepodge edition of Coverville. This is where I get a whole bunch of music from indie artists, stuff that they've sent that just doesn't fit into a planned cover story or theme show or request show. So I try to showcase those at least once a month and try and bring in all the other songs that, or some of the best songs that I get via email or in the mail at the P.O. box or places like that. And got a great show. 10 tracks, great covers, everything ranging from Tracy Chapman to Kesha or Kedalarha, as I like to call it. Now's a great time to listen. Now's a great time to hear some of these. And we're going to start things off with a cover of Fleetwood Mac that would even make Dan Klass be a fan. Yes, Dan Klass, listen to that, or his first episode of Coverville, he thought was an all Fleetwood Mac episode, and kind of turned him off. Well, this one would change his mind, and it will change his mind. Dan, if you're listening, you'll love this. Here's Gypsy, performed here by Van, I want to make sure I pronounce this right, Rissegem, R-I-S-S-E-G-H-E-M, from his self-titled single Gypsy. Here is Van Rissegem with, well, like I said, Gypsy.
So I'm back to the velvet underground, back to the floor that I love, into a room with some lace and paper flowers, back to the gypsy that I was, to the gypsy that I was. And it all comes down to you. Well, you know that it does, and lightning strikes, maybe once, maybe twice. You see your gypsy.
in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Put my glasses on, I'm gonna hit the city. Before I leave, I brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. Pedicure on our toes, toes. Drying on our clothes, clothes. Rolling up our phones, phones. Playing our famous parties. Playing our favorite CDs. Tipsy.
Alex Winston and a cover of the Rolling Stones' Play With Fire from the Basement Covers EP, which just came out this year. Really cool version. Almost sounds like Demonic Toys singing that one, doesn't it? Terrific version right there. Before that, Wicked Game, the Chris Isaak song, covered there in kind of a video game style that is performed by a group called Sadness, or Sad N-E-S. There you go. There's your geek cred Nintendo connection right there. Before that, Doll and the Kicks with their cover of Kesha's TikTok. Really cool version there. I don't know, would you call that not really bluegrass. I don't know, just kind of a acoustic funk version there of TikTok. And then we started things off with Van Rissigen with their cover of Fleetwood Mac's Gypsy. Oh yeah, you're going to hear the Feds later on in the show. Look forward to that. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. Their self-powered, innovative speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features. Just go to Audio Engine USA and have a look at their great equipment there. The Audio Engine 5s, the premium-powered bookshelf speakers, which are award-winning sound and the perfect audio upgrade. Real speakers for all your music. Audio Engine 5 is wireless-ready and works with all your music. And when you're ready to buy, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, over there at AudioEngineUSA.com, and you're going to get 10% off of your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. Check them out at AudioEngineUSA.com. Okay, so I had to double check and make sure that this is the next one in the order. Boy, I hate when I change it in one place and don't change it in the other. I Woke Up in Love This Morning by Stratacruiser. This comes from their new EP called Our New EP. I love that. A cover of the David Cassidy Partridge Family classic. Let's get into it right now. Here it is.
Lay down and thought about you. I thought about the way that it could be. 2 o'clock, wondering what I'm doing here alone without you. So I close my eyes and dream of you. I woke up in love this morning. I woke up in love this morning. Went to sleep with you on my mind. You just listen. There's something that I've got to let you know. This is you, this pillow that I'm hugging and I'm kissing. And one more thing before I let you go. I woke up in love this morning. Eyes are everywhere.
his heart begins to beat. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm dreaming of the street. They say, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do me that way? If they say, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do me that way? If they say, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do me that way? If they say, why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why does he do me that way? I like living this way.
The Bellyachers, almost sounding a little bit like the Carpenters there, with a cover of So You Are a Star from the album 300 Letters to God Found in the Atlantic. Great album title. Before that, Human Nature, Michael Jackson cover right there by Radio Nowhere from their self-titled single. And then we started that set off with Stratacruiser and I Woke Up in Love This Morning, originally by David Cassidy and the Partridge Family. That comes from their album called Our New EP, or really comes from their EP called Our New EP. Hey, quick shout out right now. I'm doing an experiment here and actually doing a live show, recording this one live to Ustream. So there's actually a chat room of about 20 people in there right now listening. They can't watch right now because I have the video turned off, but they're listening to the show, listening to me record it live. And I think I might try and do this more often if there is an audience for it. So keep your eyes on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/coverville, or keep an eye on me at Facebook, all that stuff. And I'll do an announcement, hopefully with a little bit more notice than I did this one. I actually made the announcement and then just started hitting broadcast and going from there. But like I said, this is an experiment. See how it goes. Let's get to the last set of music here, kicking off with a nice bluesy cover of a bluesy song, but this one takes it just that step further. Here's Give Me One Reason, originally by Tracy Chapman, covered here by Lee Ritenour's Six String Theory from their 2010 album, Six String Theory. Here's Give Me One Reason.
Give me one reason to stay here. and I'll turn right back around. Stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You've gotta make me change my mind. We'll be right back.
was 12 years old, fell from the roof on East 10-9. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, he looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Lots of people who died, died. 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 They were all my friends and they died. G-Burger and Georgia let the gimmicks go rotten, so they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam took a bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drain on the night that he was wed. They were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died. Those are people who died, 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 died. They were all my friends, they died. Mary took a drive from a hotel room. Bobby hung himself from a cell in a tomb. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. I salute you, brother.
Those are people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends, they died.
Herbie pushed Tony from the boys' club roof. Tony thought that his rage was just some goof. Herbie sure gave Tony some bitchin' proof. Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly, Tony died.
Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. Those are people who died, died. They're all my friends and they died.
Brian got busted on a narco rap. He beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but a show beats Rikers. But the next same bikers.
Those are people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends and they died.
Teddy's in the blue, he was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 10-9. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, looking 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Bobby took a bath from a hotel room. Bobby hung himself from a cell in a tomb. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
Those people who died, died. Those people who died, died. Those people who died, died. Those people who died.
Ariel Aparicio with a submitted cover of the Jim Carroll Band's People Who Died. Actually, it was just an anniversary here recently of Jim Carroll's death. Poet and musician and the guy who wrote that song. Bold choice of songs to cover when you cover something as personal as People Who Died, which is an autobiographical tune, of course, by Jim Carroll. But I think Ariel pulls it off. Ariel Aparicio and his cover of People Who Died. Before that, The Feds with their cover of Barracuda. That's an unreleased track. They recorded in 2006, and they discovered the show via Frog Pants. They're big fans of all the Frog Pants studio podcasts, and discovered Coverville that way and submitted their song. You can do the same thing. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address. And then we kick things off with Lee Ritenour's Six String Theory and their cover of Give Me One Reason. Great track. Brand new album by Lee Ritenour called Six String Theory, a tribute to the guitar. And among the vocalists you hear on that one, Robert Cray right there doing a few of the lyrics to the Tracy Chapman tune. Vince Gill also appears on that album if you're a fan. Really, really cool bluesy album. Definitely worth checking out. if you get the chance. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Let's get that ending theme music going here. If you have a suggestion, a question, a request, or an idea for the show, email me at coverville@gmail.com. That's a great place to get your request in, your ideas in, that sort of thing. You can also call the request line, 206-222-COVER, or post your message on the website at coverville.com. You can go to the show notes for this or any other episode and comment on it. Leave your feedback. It's a great way to interact with other cover fans and get your voice heard. Great place to do it, coverville.com. You'll also find archives of all, boy, nearly 700 shows that... that we've released, and all sorts of other goodness for cover song fanatics. Check it out, coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with another cover story edition of the show. I can't pre-tease it because I don't know what it's going to be. Always happens, doesn't it?
Let's see here.
Yeah, got Rick Springfield happening possibly later this month. Maybe the Rush one that I put off from last week. Maybe we'll do that one. So that'll be coming up Thursday. Something like that will be coming up Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Ultra Feed, the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Find out more about that at frogpants.com.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!